That's right, it's me. Good morning, welcome to the program. The phone number here at the station is 903-586-5257 if you'd like to call and ask me a question. If you want to restore your health, well, now's the time to do it. You don't have to wait to the first of the year, as in January the 1st, in order to take action. Take action today. You know, even just a very small victory of doing something good can have tremendous effects upon the body. You can start flooding your brain with these brain chemicals that are released like dopamine when you accomplish something. So take the first step and celebrate in the small victories. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dr. Morgan. I have had trouble within the last couple of months, I guess, with my right leg. It's beginning to shake. And like whenever I am in the car and push on the gas, well, my leg just it just shakes, and I don't know. I'm a healthy person. I don't know what can be causing that.
Now, you're not saying that it twitches when you're at rest, are you? When you're laying in bed at night,
no,
you just relax. Do you feel this twitching and jerking that just goes on nonstop?
No, I do not.
So, do you feel like your legs are strong?
Yes.
You don't feel like you're weak at all. You can climb up and down stairs. You can walk up from the street up the curb, right?
I can.
Okay. So, are you taking any drugs of any kind?
No.
Okay. I can't blame it on cholesterol-lowering drugs.
No. But even when I sit down, there's a twitching a little bit.
Where's the twitch? Is it in the top of the thigh, like at the quadriceps muscle, or somewhere else?
Yes, it's more. Well, it's my whole leg just kind of twitches.
Well, I tell you, that this is going to sound crazy what I'm going to tell you, but I don't care. There is a type of nerve in the bottom of the foot called a proprioceptor. And I am completely convinced that when we have a problem with our legs or with our feet, or the legs start shaking, that we need to practice a technique that's pretty old. It's called walking barefoot. That may not sound like a whole lot of fun on a day like today when it's kind of cool outside. But if you started walking barefoot around the house and in the grass of your front and your backyard, if you can, I realize not everybody can do that. For all I know, you may have 2 billion pine cones and limbs on the side yard, and you just can't do it. Do you have any broken blood vessels in your legs?
No.
So your legs are beautiful, aren't they?
Sure.
Okay. Then what I would do is I would start walking barefoot, and let me just tell you one of the reasons why. When you have a, let me give you a story. I was reading about a man the other day that wanted to become a special forces. I guess that would be he was in the Army, and he wanted to sign up for an outfit that involved special forces. But in order to do that, you've got to pass some pretty rigorous training. And so one thing that he did, he knew that there were going to be some days that he might not be able to sleep during the training. And so he practiced by putting a 50-pound rucksack on his shoulders just to condition his body. And he started walking every weekend about 12 to 15 miles each weekend. And he said that's the first thing that gets somebody is their legs and their feet just give out because they're not conditioned. And so when you start walking barefoot, you're going to start conditioning all the nerves in your legs. And you're going to grow more nerves, which is ideal. And you're going to grow more blood vessels. And you're going to grow more arteries. And you're going to get more oxygen. And study after study shows that when somebody walks barefoot pretty consistently, they actually have twice as many blood vessels and twice as many nerves and veins in their legs and feet. I just think that is spectacular. And I guess the reason why I brought up the guy about the, or the story about the gentleman trying out for special forces, is quite often people that walk a lot, it's almost like they're immune to pain. They don't have pain. Their nerves are absolutely the healthiest nerves of all time. So I personally think that walking is one of the easiest exercises on the body of all time, if it can be done. Mm-hmm. Now, I do realize there are some people, they have a very severely misaligned joint, or they've had an injury, or I mean, haven't you ever seen somebody limping on a knee or a leg and they favored it and you thought to themselves, oh, that leg's not straight. Something must have happened.
Right.
Kind of walking around on a, you know, a torque twisted bent knee, and that can't be fun, so I don't know that they can do that. But if you start walking barefoot, now, the easy thing is for me to talk about. I was reading an article this morning about a substance called aloe vera. You have probably never heard of this exotic cactus that grows here in Texas, have you?
Well, I have.
But to me, it was very interesting, and I had not read this before. But they say when you, in the study, it showed when doctors, just over a two-week period, they took somebody that could not heal. If I'm not mistaken, what they did was they zapped them pretty heavily with radiation to treat cancer. Have you ever seen someone that's had like a radiation treatment, how their skin and flesh become so hard? Well, yeah. Well, it's just different, isn't it?
It is.
But they showed that when they applied pure aloe vera gel to it, it greatly increased the blood flow of the skin. I thought to myself, oh my, that's exactly what you want, because when you can increase blood flow, this is your nutrient delivery to the tissue. That's exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, walking barefoot, there is a mineral called magnesium. I think magnesium has got to be one of the greatest deficiencies of all time. If I had to choose number two, I'd probably say zinc. Between those two, you take care of a lot of issues the body could have. But magnesium increases oxygen-rich blood flow. And so I want this shaking to go away. And so you might try a little bit of supplemental magnesium and zinc. Very easy to come by. The other thing that I think of is there is a... you don't have any history of heart disease in your family, do you?
No, sir.
You're a very healthy girl, aren't you?
I am.
I love it. So, there's a vitamin known as vitamin K2. Have you ever heard of that?
I have.
Would you be willing to try to take it?
I sure would.
And you can tell me if this leg symptom just pretty much goes away.
Okay, vitamin K2, and also, what did you say the type of nerve in the bottom of the foot was called?
Proprioceptors. Kind of a mouthful.
P-R-O.
I'm going to have to get my pen and write it down.
Okay, I wrote it down as much as I could.
Okay, P-R-O. P-R-O. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I can't even read my own writing from long range. I'm like doing it 5 miles away. Okay, P-R-O-P-R-I-O-C-E-P-T-O-R, proprioceptor. But you do get the basic concept and idea that if you walk barefoot, whether it's on the carpet or a hardwood floor or on tile, what you're doing is you're trying to condition your feet. And when you condition your feet, just like the gentleman that was trying out for special forces, he knew by talking to other men that had been through the program that getting blisters, especially blood blisters on the bottom of your feet from having the boots rub you the wrong way, if you're not used to hiking 50 miles, you know, in 2 days with a 60-pound rucksack and carrying a weapon, and how much water do they carry? Probably quite a bit, maybe a gallon of water. But it's just going to get the best of you, and you're going to have to bail out, and you won't be able to finish the program. Mm-hmm. And so he tried to condition his feet, and the way he did that was just walking. That's all he did.
Okay. And what does the vitamin K2, what does it do?
Well, it's going to do a lot of things for you, but one of the, and this is just me oversimplifying it, but I'm going to suggest to you that if you take K2, your arteries, your veins, and your nerves are going to be healthier and stronger. And so this is the fat-soluble vitamin to make sure that you don't get inflammatory waste building up in your arteries or your veins or your nerves. And so a lot of times if somebody comes to see me and they have a neuropathy, which is a damaged nerve or a diseased nerve, vitamin K2 can be very useful. It's not the only thing. It's not a panacea. But my word, It is almost unbelievable sometimes the results that I can get with vitamin K2.
I'm sure going to try it. Just since I have been talking to you, I'm sitting in a chair, and my right leg just keeps twitching.
Well, if it's twitching, you probably have a muscle, whether it's in the hamstring or in the calf or somewhere, that we just need to work the tension out of it. Have you ever seen these foam rollers before, foam exercise rollers?
Right.
Where do you live?
Longview.
Do they have an Academy or a Walmart over there?
They do.
You could go into Walmart and buy a foam exercise roller, or even if you wanted to, you got to be careful, but they sell what are called lacrosse balls, and you could put that up against the wall or on the floor, and you could roll it up and down your leg, and you will figure out pretty quick if you have an area that's very ropey and knotted and tender. And quite often, working those out will resolve all that twitching.
Okay.
It's just misfiring.
Right. Well, I'm going to sure try these, and thank you so much, Dr. Morgan.
You're welcome. Thanks for your phone call. I hope you have a great day, ma'am.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. This program is Health Essentials. I'm Dr. Roy Morgan. If you would like to call me on the air, there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. If not, let me read this to you. I find this quite intriguing, going back to what I referred to earlier. I mean, you never know when this information can come in handy. It's about aloe vera. Well, we'll come back to that in just a moment. Good morning. How are you today?
Fine, and how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for your phone call, buddy.
All right. I want to call and ask, what's a good cure for, what I got? Gout.
did your wife have to remind you?
Yes, they had to help me out with it.
Okay, well, good. One thing that I want you to think about that works really, really quickly is just celery seed extract.
Celery seed extract. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's actually pretty cheap and easy to come by.
Yes, it is.
Yes, do you know what the number one predictor? I'm not asking you to answer this question or to make a statement or a comment. The number one predictor of a man that's going to have trouble with gout is his waist size. And so you just start to figure out that if a man becomes a little bit leaner, he's going to have less trouble with gout.
Uh-huh. That's a problem that is.
What do you think about eating cherries instead of a cookie?
I like cherries. Yeah.
Was that your wife I heard in the background?
Yes, it is.
We're gonna have her go to the grocery store, and in the frozen food section, they're probably going to have frozen pitted cherries, because I don't think you can find cherries fresh this time of year. They're just not in season. But if you would eat those for your dessert, that would be phenomenal. And cherries contain compounds that help remove the uric acid crystals that you have when gout's wrecking your life. Where does gout affect you?
In my foot. This time it was in my foot, in the middle of my the ball of my foot, and on the top.
You know, if I were in your shoes, what I would do, so to speak, is number one, every night before I go to bed, I would take a glass of water. Well, or you can do it coming or going, whichever way works out best for you. I would just take the juice of one lemon, squeeze it into a glass. And if you go to the health food store and they sell what's called chlorophyll, sometimes you can easily buy just off the shelf what's called chlorophyll powder, or there's a brand named Sun Chlorella, and it looks like a very dark, dark green tablet or powder. It's almost like a black green, but that has a lot of chlorophyll in it. You've heard of chlorophyll, haven't you?
Yes.
If you took a little bit of chlorophyll, you can do this any way that you want. You could either take the lemon water and swallow some chlorophyll capsules and just chase it down with the lemon water. But if you did that after supper every evening, I think what would happen is that would help gently cleanse your body and help dissolve some of those uric acid crystals while you sleep at night. And that'd be really good for your kidneys. And
yeah.
So the kidneys are really what needs to improve, if we can get the kidneys working better. So I would not be doing my job if I didn't tell you the next thing. Probably the top three things that increase uric acid in your body are going to be tea, sugar, and any pork product.
Oh.
Oh, you don't like them anymore, do you? But if you were to switch to like an herbal tea to drink, then that would work. And I had a lady yesterday. She said, "Dr. Morgan," she said, "the stuff works great, and I bought it at Walmart." And I said, "Well, let's have a look at it." And she gave me a package of monk fruit. So instead of a little package of refined sugar to add to tea, she uses monk fruit. And I said, "Do you like it?" And she said, "Yeah." And I said, "They really sell it at Walmart?" And she said, "Yes." She said, "It tastes just like sugar." Yeah, it's called monk fruit, just like a monk would live in a monastery. It's called monk fruit. And when I looked at the label, all it said was dextrose and monk fruit. But it's very, very low in calories. And you might tell me that you like that very much, but the problem is, if you consume sugar in a roundabout way, that is asking your body to manufacture more uric acid. And when that forms crystals in the body, I mean, they look like shards of broken. You've seen the old, 1 liter Coca-Cola bottle, and when they hit the ground.
Yeah.
Man, you could take a hoe handle and you could like shave it down to a toothpick. Those things are so sharp, right?
Yes, that's right.
And so if you just considered not drinking any black tea, I'm just talking about the type of tea that's available in every restaurant. Like if you and your wife went out to eat. But that's called orange pico tea, and that's probably the highest substance in uric acid that I know of.
Yes.
And so if you switch to, let's just say you want to switch to a different form of tea that's more herbal in nature. It could be dandelion tea. It could be chamomile tea. It could be hibiscus tea, which hibiscus, it has been well known and studied to be really good for the kidneys and for the liver.
Yeah, okay.
And so if you could get your pleasure from drinking hibiscus tea with a little bit of monk fruit in it, we'd avoid the sugar and the tea. And then,
yeah.
And then for a season, if you could limit the consumption of anything that's made of, pork,
yeah,
then you'd be better off. You really would.
Thank you. Let me ask you about the baking soda and water.
Yeah.
They say do it the first thing in the morning. If you miss the... I take it the first thing in the morning, and I have to make it an hour later. I got to make it to the restroom.
What was the last thing you said?
The baking soda and water.
Yes.
Taking it, and an hour later, I've got to rush to the restroom.
Okay. Is that a problem? Well, one thing that baking soda is going to do, it's going to help soothe some of the inflammation in your kidneys, so it's good for you. And so you just have to adjust the dose of it. A quarter teaspoon to a half teaspoon, a little bit of water. That usually does the job quite nicely. But I think if you start drinking lemon water with a little bit of chlorophyll on an empty stomach, and some people can actually just, they don't mind taking the powdered chlorophyll. I don't. I made myself I guess you'd call it like a protein drink with some collagen and some chlorophyll. But I use chlorella, and I guarantee you that stuff is going to look like a dark green forest by the time I'm through adding water to it. But that's going to start cleaning your body. I think it's going to have a very good beneficial effect on you. If you start taking celery seed extract, I'm being real straight with you. It doesn't take longer than a day or two to see the results from it.
Oh, yeah.
So even if you're in misery with pain in your foot, you'll tell me it's starting to feel better in no time at all.
That's the chlorella?
Chlorella. Or chlorophyll.
All right. I sure do. Thank you.
Is your wife going to buy you a bottle of celery seed extract to put in your Christmas stocking?
No, it's going to be too soon.
Okay. That'd be too long to wait, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Good answer. No, you're welcome, and thanks for your phone call, buddy.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Oh, you too, man. Thanks. Bye. All
right,
if you'd like to join me on the radio, there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. Good morning. Welcome to the program. Thanks for your phone call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling to see what you would recommend if someone, your friend, has early signs of Parkinson's.
This morning, before I got on the air, I was looking at articles about Parkinson's, believe it. And the first one I came across, it said they were, and forgive me, I did not read it. but it said, what are the two compounds that are actually found in coffee that have been shown to decrease the development of Parkinson's? And I thought to myself, I'm going to look that up later. I wish I'd read that now. But I was looking through articles about that.
Okay. Well, and when you find the article, let me know and I'll come get a copy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Or maybe I could just email it to you. But the point is, if I think we've kind of talked about this before, that sometimes coffee can be a significant source of pesticide or chemical residue. So if you're going to drink coffee, I just think it's a good idea to drink organic coffee that's been certified to be free of all the chemicals. But the point is, there are polyphenol compounds and antioxidants found in coffee that probably are very protective against the damaging effects or oxidation of that nucleus of the brain called the substantia nigra. Because when you start having lowered production of dopamine, you get those Parkinson's or those Parkinsonians-like effects. Now, if I can, let me take you down just a little different road here, if I can. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of a country before called Finland, right?
Sure.
Would you consider moving there with your husband into the Arctic Circle?
I'm joking.
But up there, I think they're pretty famous. There's a therapy that they really buy into and they engage. They use what's called a sauna. And there's one study that I'm thinking about that I've read recently where they followed over 20,000 men. I want to say it's like about 22 to 24,000, something about like that. So that's like a pretty good number. But they followed these men that were full grown for 20 years, or just a hair over 20 years. And they wanted to, and all they were doing is they were correlating any decline or deterioration of brain function or damage to the nervous system with the amount of times that men participate in using a sauna. And I want to say that they had some men that used a sauna maybe as much as 5 times a week. And I'm trying to think, did it say 3 to 5 times? And anyway, but there were some men in the study that never used a sauna. And see, I don't think it's a coincidence.
Is it because it detoxes you?
That's one of them. Yeah, you're right on track. But they showed men that never use a sauna, they absolutely had the highest level of memory loss and dementia and Alzheimer's compared to the ones that use it the most. And so another way of saying this is every time when a person lays down to go to bed at night, the people that have been shown to sleep the deepest and where your brain can repair itself or undo damage from the day before is if your brain can drop its temperature by 2 degrees. I know that sounds kind of odd, but when they measure if the brain drops its core temperature by 2 degrees, this is when you absolutely sleep the deepest and the best. And so when you sleep at night, that is really when you have the greatest opportunity to repair and to heal and to undo any damage that might take place to a neuron or a nerve cell or a brain cell. And so the point I'm getting to is these men that used a sauna, well, obviously that heats up the temperature of the body. See, you could be in a sauna and you could check your pulse rate and you could say, my pulse rate's 120 beats a minute. I'm not even running around the block or jumping on a trampoline or doing anything because your metabolism really speeds up momentarily. And so saunas have been shown also to greatly enhance the release and the production of a hormone called human growth hormone. Now, human growth hormone, that does not make you grow and get bigger.
Right.
You don't gain weight. It's almost the exact opposite. But rather, human growth hormone probably plays the most integral role in healing and repairing. So anything within the human body that's damaged, growth hormone helps repair that. And so when you heat up the body quite a bit, just for a short season, what it does is it helps the body release more optimal amounts of human growth hormone for a while. And so one of the benefits of using a sauna is almost everybody says that when they use it that they sleep deeper and better. And so I don't think that's by happenstance that the men that use a sauna the most, and there wasn't one woman in the study, so please forgive me, they had the very best functioning neurological capacity of their brain. And so with Parkinson's, that part of the brain called the substantia nigra and probably the nucleus accumbens, they show signs of oxidative damage, and they lose the ability to produce the dopamine that we need. And so there's another book that I'm thinking of that popped into my head as we were visiting, and I think the book is called The 100-Year Lie. But in that book, there's a chapter devoted to Parkinson's, and in that chapter they were talking about going to these Parkinson's support groups where people, you know, have talked about, you know, what their life was like before Parkinson's. And so, but my main point is there's just going to be significant toxins and poisons that a person comes in contact with. And I think that's the point that you were making so well a while ago, that when you get into a sauna, you start sweating and perspiring. But it's just a way of cleaning and detoxing, right?
Okay, so back to how your brain is going to be 2 degrees colder at night, how you do that?
Well, if you get into a sauna, or for most people, if they just take a hot bath, heating your body up gives it a greater opportunity to cool down when you lay in bed.
Oh, I didn't
make that point very well.
It's the heating up and then the cooling down.
Yeah,
okay.
So the more the temperature of your brain drops from when you lay down to when you wake up, the greater that temperature drops, the deeper your sleep and the more healing takes place.
Okay.
And so we could accomplish that by taking a really hot bath before bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you like to get into the bathtub when it's about 4 million degrees?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you like a hot bath?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, well, but if you did that before bedtime, all you do is just kind of make a mental note and say, all right, am I sleeping consistently deeper and better? Because what happens is when you heat something up, your body's going to make an attempt to cool it down. And so your body kind of cools the brain a little bit better when you heat it up before you go to bed.
What about these saunas that you know, you can put them over your bed or whatever, you know, like a tent, a sauna tent, like for heating?
Well, they sell these portable steam saunas on eBay for like $60 or $70.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it looks like there's a rice cooker or a slow cooker you fill it up with water and turn it on, and maybe 10 to 15 minutes later, depending on the outdoor temperature or if it's in the house, it gets up to maybe, you know, 140 degrees. The dry saunas, the research on those is pretty phenomenal. I think you get even better results when you start hitting the 160 to maybe 180 degree. That's Fahrenheit, not Celsius. And so under those circumstances, you probably get the biggest bang for the buck. What else was I going to tell you? I had something really important to say. You know, the two of the neurotransmitters in the brain, both serotonin and dopamine, they're so essential to making sure that we have balance in our lives. You just got to have them. But saunas have been shown to greatly improve how those function. No, I had another thought. I just can't think of it right now. I'm sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's where I was going to go with that. If you look at the book that I've mentioned before in the past, The Brain's Way of Healing by Dr. Norman Doidge, he devotes a chapter to just a walking exercise to try to cure Parkinson's. It's very, very effective. And so that would be very good to look up. But with Parkinson's, what you're always trying to do you mind if I tell you a story real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
I saw a woman this week that just turned 90 years old, and mm-hmm. she came to see me about a month ago. And when she would hold her hands out in front of me, they would just shake like, you know, tremors and shakes that she couldn't control.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she would try to sign her name on a check, it was just, it was pretty rough, pretty mm-hmm. difficult signature. And so that was her request. She said, can you help me stop the shaking? And so she came back after a month and she said, look at this. And I said, oh my word, are you kidding me? She says, no. I said, how do you feel? She said, I feel a lot better. I said, how's your energy? She said, a lot better. I said, how's your mood and your motivation and your desire to do stuff? She said, it's a lot better. And to be honest with you, I was really kind of shocked she did as well as she did. Mm-hmm. I would love to just sit here and tell you that I had this brilliant plan for her, and we tried to modify some of the things that she was doing and eating, and we were using some supplements, but I want to say I probably gave her a significant amount of vitamin D3, and one of the reasons why I gave her D3, and mm-hmm. I think I gave her a very strong dose of turmeric also, is because those increase what's called brain-derived nerve growth factor. So what you're doing is you're trying to stimulate the body to grow new nerves. And you do that when you play and when you read books and you're trying to study. You know how you like to have a devotional in the morning and you read your Bible?
Mm-hmm.
When you actually try to memorize some of those verses that you read, you're actually trying to grow brand new brain cells. And so the deeper you sleep at night, that's where that takes place. And so if I had my fantasy request for someone that has Parkinson's,
mm-hmm.
if I could convince them not to eat chemicals and sugar, boy, there would be like a window of opportunity to repair. And then mm-hmm. on top of that, if you could talk them into walking and exercising every day, that would be even better.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could optimize the nutrients that their brain needs to regrow and repair itself, that would be even better on top of that.
Mm-hmm. This person does all the things you're talking about, like reading, studying, memorizing stuff, except they don't do sauna yet, so I guess I'll try some.
Well, and that's just one thing. There's probably about three or four more things that can be done. The other topic that I probably didn't cover in great detail, with Parkinson's, there seems to be this overwhelming amount of inflammation that crosses the blood-brain barrier, and you're trying to repair that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one thing that I can kind of have a hard time about is if I can convince a person to give up grains, that usually makes a world of difference as far as being able to repair.
Yeah, I've been working on that, but I'll see if I can give them up.
Well, do you think this person might give up grains?
I don't know. It'd be hard.
How about if we held her at gunpoint? That was just a joke. I'm going to have the Cherokee County Sheriff pull up. No, but that's an idea right there. But you know what? You got nothing to lose. If all you did was just get on YouTube today or on the computer or the internet and just mm-hmm. type in, what about the use of a sauna for brain rejuvenation? I think you're going to be pretty impressed.
Okay, great.
And
Thank you so much.
It is doable. You're welcome. Thank you so much for your phone call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Was that really a threat to hold a gun to make her? That's a joke. 903-586-5257. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, very blessed.
Oh, I like the sound of your voice. You sound happy.
I am.
Good.
I talked to you back in September. We had talked about Katharine Hepburn and the shaking.
Oh, that's right. I thought we spent more time talking about John Wayne than her, though.
Well, you tried, but
I tried. You wouldn't let me.
I've been doing the, not the cold showers as much as I should, but it's winter, it's harder.
You ain't kidding.
On that. But the blueberries, ketogenic diet and everything. But you had me try CBD oil. And I got the 3,000. And yes, it does help. But the reason I'm calling, is there any other herbs or things that I can do or try? I'm very low income, and that's like $200 a bottle.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry about that.
No. I mean, it does help.
Well, what
do you tell? But I'm trying to find something more.
Well, refresh my memory. What is the number one focus of our what's our priority today? What do you want to accomplish?
Tremors and shaking. Okay. Excuse me, I've got a frog all of a sudden.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'll take over and do some talking for you. One of the things you're trying to do is anything that stimulates the growth of new brain cells, that's pretty close to a home run. And I wish I could tell you that it's just going to be, you know, snap your fingers and a minute later you'll have all the brain cells renewed and replaced. It just doesn't work that way. It's going to take place over time, and that probably makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
And so I think there's two or three things that I would like to focus on. Number one, I don't want to underestimate the use of what's called cod liver oil. I'm going to suggest that cod liver oil might actually be a superfood for the brain. Now, the compound in cod liver oil that I like a lot is called DHA, or docosahexaenzyme hexanoic acid, but that's found in the cod liver oil. And that's pure food for your brain. And so if you if you can nourish your brain with that, you're going to be better off than if you did not.
Now, I've been taking through your podcast. I learned that listening to you. I've been taking, but it's just one, and it is, well, doesn't.
Is it in a gel cap?
Yes, sir. 415 milligrams. 415 milligrams.
You're taking one?
Well, it says serving size, so that's what I've been taking. But I will take as many as you tell me to.
You're probably going to need more like about 6 or 7 or 8 of that size.
Oh, wow. Okay, what should the size be that
If you had, and I got to be careful how I say this, you're not taking any type of blood thinner, are you?
No, sir.
Okay. Do you feel like you're in good shape otherwise?
I am in very good shape. The Lord's blessed me with a wonderful immune system. I don't get colds and flus. I'm relatively healthy, except physicals, just I'm a workhorse. But
what's wrong with
Mom,
that?
Well, Mom calls me her little pack mule all
time.
Really? And she's listening right now, so she's probably laughing.
She's probably thinking about hiring you out, right?
No, she wants to keep me all to herself.
Oh, so she doesn't want to let the secret out that you're a furniture mover and everything. Okay. If you take your fish oil and just put one of those gel caps in the freezer overnight, just to test it, and by the next morning, take it out. And if it looks like it's kind of rock solid, then it's probably not really any good. So in a roundabout way, you want your fish oil to be like you want it to be more like an antifreeze. I didn't say neon yellow or green like antifreeze, but you want it to be still in kind of a liquid state, because that's what high quality fish oil is. It keeps the codfish or the halibut or whatever swims in the Arctic Ocean from seizing up or from freezing. So you at least test it to make sure it's good, and if it's not, let's go to one that's better that can give you a bigger bang for the buck. Because you got one shot to make this right, and let's strike while the iron's hot.
Yes.
Okay. Number next. Usually, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to optimize what are called the fat soluble vitamins, but the ones I probably focus on the most would be vitamin D3 and vitamin K2.
I'm taking those. I found out I wasn't taking as much D3. My mom mentioned how much she was taking, so I boosted that up. I got 1,000 on the D3. Just taking one.
A lot of times with D3, I don't really see great results until I get somewhere between 5,000 to 10,000 units.
Okay.
Just as an idea. And if you feel like it's not working out, you can always cut back anytime you want, right?
Yep. Okay. And how much on the K?
You're probably when it comes to the micrograms, it's probably going to be like a hair over 1,000 micrograms a day to get the job done.
Okay, then I will boost that up too.
So, and the other thing, and this is what really, two points I'm going to make that really stand in my mind. If you set your mind like Flint to do very difficult exercises, whether it's stretches or yoga or Tai Chi or calisthenics, anything to challenge your nervous system in a good way to regain its ability to regulate the balance and control of your nerves, boy, that's what we want.
Okay.
And then the other thing, if you could do it, and this would be less, you could actually purchase a portable sauna if you wanted to for probably $60 or $70. I know that's money, but that might be cheaper than the $200 or $300 a month. It's just a one-time purchase. But exposing your body to heat, what that does is it stimulates your body to release what's called human growth hormone. And I don't want to ever underestimate how that helps speed a more rapid rate of healing when it comes to injuries to the body.
I thought that's why you was having me torture me with the cold showers.
Torture is a good use of that word.
I like the heat much better than the cold.
Well, then you're not going to argue about this.
No, I like that. But
no, both of them work. Both of them do.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
And so if you can, yeah, cool. You can find the one that you like the best, and you can go with that.
Okay. Do you know of any other herbs and stuff that I should be taking and doing?
Well, there's a bunch of other ones, but one that I always fall back on is called turmeric.
Yes, I haven't been trying that yet, but I've been hearing a lot about it.
Well, I think that's really worth your time and your consideration. And if you took that along with fish oil, vitamin D3, and K2, now, the other thing that may make a significant difference is using what is called methylated B vitamins.
Methylated B vitamins.
Yes, ma'am.
I will look into that.
So, for example, if you were to read on the label of a methylated B vitamin and it says cyanocobalamin B12, that's not methylated. But if it said methylcobalamin, that is a methylated form. And if you looked at folic acid and it said folic acid, that's not a methylated form. But if it said methylfolate, that is the methylated form. So just kind of to give you, I know I'm being kind of simplistic, but you get the gist of it.
No, I'm glad you did, because I've noticed some, you think you're buying something until you read the ingredients, and then it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
And I'm certainly not,
all that other stuff in
and it. I'm not trying to say that that's always bad, but it just may not give you the biggest bang for the buck that you want, so.
That's what I'm wanting.
And a lot of times, that's what I'll ask a person once they take methylated B vitamins. Well, how do you feel now after a week? And a lot of times they'll say, oh, my goodness, I have so much more energy and I feel better. And worse than that, my mother saw me working harder and she came up with a bigger list for me around the house.
Don't say that. Like I said, she's listening.
Wait, which room is she in right now?
No, she's listening on the radio at her house.
Oh, is her house in close proximity?
Just a few miles, yes.
Okay, great. This is not going to go well. No, I'm
well,
really...
how much turmeric and
well, what you're
how
do
much
it...
on the B vitamin?
A lot of times when you get turmeric or curcumin, you're looking for a standardized dose, and if you get a standardized dose, just follow what the manufacturer recommends.
Okay.
And that's going to be a starting point for you. Now, the other thing, can I just add one more thing?
Oh, yes, please.
There is a compound that is very well studied. It's found in the skins of grapes. And so if you've watched the Lucille Ball episode where they're crushing the grapes, you're thinking.
Yes.
But the compound is called resveratrol.
Resveratrol. Okay.
And so that is an amazing antioxidant that has been shown to extend life.
Okay.
And so those are for your consideration.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Merry
and
Christmas
God
to
bless
you.
You and yours.
Oh, you are the best woman of all time. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye. All right, if you want to join me on the radio this morning, there's a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. 586-5257. I think here's the, I don't want you to think I'm trying to overstate this, but back in the year 1964, Dr. L.J. Lorenzetti, they tried to find something that would inhibit the growth of flesh-eating bacteria. And guess what they found did? They found aloe vera. Now, I've heard stories before that if a person had an infection and they were trying to help draw the infection out, now, I wouldn't recommend this, but this is what people have told me, that they can just take a aloe vera leaf and they can flay it. And what they do is they lay the gelatinous or the juicy portion down right over the lesion, and they take it off the next day. And usually it's covered with black, purple filth, and it helps. But anyway, very healing. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes. Glad to get through to you.
Yes, me too. You are very persistent. Thanks.
Thank you. I was just listening to you, and I have some questions. My father is going to be 86
tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Yes, and he is having a lot of problems with his feet hurting, and I know it's neuropathy, but he, you know, the doctor gave him the neuropathy pills, and he tells me, he said, they just don't work.
No, they don't.
So he won't take them. Well, I understand.
And you understand, they don't do anything to repair the nerves or the arteries or the feet. They don't do any of that.
And I was listening, and you said vitamin K2?
Absolutely. Good listener.
Okay. And the chlorophyll, for it, you said chlorophyll pills with a glass of lemon water.
Well,
will that help?
Yes, it will help. So whether you took a glass of water and you added the juice of a lemon to it, and you want to get some liquid chlorophyll and or powder and stir a spoonful into the water and drink it, that would be good. But we have to rejuvenate the nerves. And I have found that vitamin K2 is very beneficial at doing that.
Okay, and getting him to walk. He's had a knee replacement and both of his hips replaced, so he has a lot of trouble walking.
Does he live in the city or in the country?
He lives out in the country.
Does he have any sand?
Yes.
If you went out there today as your birthday present for your father and you raked the pine needles off the sand, if all he did is walk back and forth on a strip of sand every day for 2 weeks, he's going to feel significantly better.
Well, I wish I could get him to do that, but he's a hard-headed old man.
Do you have a double-barrel shotgun?
No, I wish, but no.
I'm joking.
He just complains about hurting.
Well, here's what I didn't tell you. I'm gonna see a person every so often that does the very same thing. They just complain and complain and complain. And I would say about 80% of them actually relent and they'll start walking barefoot in the sand. And usually their first comment is, why didn't you try to tell me this sooner, Dr. Morgan? I'm looking at him going, well, I'm just real sorry I let you down by recommending this 3 months ago and not emphasizing it over and over and over again. And sometimes I have to mention the same thing about 10 times before a person gets it. But if he could just on faith do that, he's got nothing to lose. The moment he starts walking barefoot in the sand, yes, there's a good chance his feet could be a little bit more sore in a couple of days. That's to be expected. But he's going to be telling his body, please grow brand new arteries and veins and nerves in the legs and the feet. That's the only way that I know of to get over a neuropathy. Gabapentin's not going to do it. Lyrica's not going to do it. Neurontin's sure not going to do it. None of those drugs do anything to restore the function of the nerves or the muscles. None of them do.
And he also has a lot of sores in his scalp. He sits around picking at them all day long.
Well, he's got a zinc deficiency. He just does.
A zinc deficiency?
Oh, yeah.
Because the doctor, he keeps wanting the doctor to give him antibiotics.
Well, zinc is the cornerstone of the immune system. And when you don't have enough zinc, you'll have sores. Now, the chances are there are drugs that cause massive zinc loss. You ever heard of high blood pressure medication?
Yes, and they just put him on high blood pressure.
Oh.
He has a pacemaker, and they put him on high blood pressure medicine because the last time he went in to have his pacemaker checked, his blood pressure was up a little.
Well, in my mind, that probably proves to me, I'm an easy sell on these things. He's probably very deficient in both zinc and also vitamin K2, because when you're low in K2, that is when your arteries become stiffer. And see, life is about movement and flexibility. And so his arteries will become more flexible. He'll have better blood flow just with zinc and vitamin K2.
Well, he complains with his hands bothering him, too. Will that help his hands?
Potentially, yes. I've seen a lot of people with arthritis. Once you give them on K2, their hand pain goes away.
Okay. And the Tymrak, what exactly does that do?
I didn't hear that. What?
The Tymrak.
I can't make out what you're saying.
Tamarack. You know, it's like an herb that you use when you're pickling. Tamarack.
I've never heard of it.
You just told somebody to take some.
Well, for some reason, between the headphones and my ear, I can't make out what you're saying. Oh, turmeric.
Yeah, turmeric.
Oh, goodness. I can take
it.
No, it's not you. I can take the easiest topic and make it complicated. Sorry about that. Yeah, turmeric. Yeah. Or if you want to call it curcumin, it's that yellow, spice they have in French's mustard.
I have some because I do a lot of pickling, and I was just telling my husband, I said, I got some of that in the cabinet. But it's just a yellow powder that you put in when you're pickling.
If you told me that we were going to have some food with curry, I would be on board with that action.
Okay, I've got curry, too.
Well, it's going to have some turmeric in it, or curcumin.
Okay.
That's all good.
Okay. I tried the baking soda with glass of water early in the morning, and it gasses me up so bad it bloats me.
And you're going to be the one person out of 100 that it doesn't work well for, and that's legitimate. You're not making this up. I believe you totally. So don't do that.
Okay.
And what you might actually function better if you had like a spoonful of apple cider vinegar instead.
Well. My husband takes that every day. I should be taking it, but I haven't been.
Well, do you think if you go over to your dad's house today and tell him about these things we talked about, he might give it a go?
I might just go by and pick him up the K2 and the...
That's the spirit.
And the
turmeric?
Yeah. If I can find that in a capsule form.
Oh, yeah. And the K2 will be in a teeny tiny capsule. It won't be big at all.
Okay.
And you can get the turmeric in a tablet or capsule also.
If I can get those two and take them to him, maybe I can get him to take them and tell him that if you take these, it'll make your feet feel better.
Hey, I have an idea. What would he say if you presented him a birthday cake that was solid yellow? I mean, I'm not joking. You could make it with curry.
He probably would gripe. He likes everything real sweet.
Oh, I get it. Well, any time that when you start to lose your sense of taste, that's a zinc deficiency, and you love salty and sweet stuff. So if we could give him some zinc, those sores would go away on the top of his head.
Okay, zinc. He said that he drinks, he will go through two-liter bottles of Coca-Cola every day.
Two of those. I don't use that much gas in a week.
I don't either.
Goodness. Man, he likes that stuff, does he?
Yeah. We've been telling him he needs to lay off of them. But
is it against the law to take your father to a deserted island somewhere where he's forced to eat real food? Is that illegal?
I wish. I'd go with him.
That would be a good pattern interrupt to kind of change your lifestyle, would it?
Yeah.
Hey, I've got a better plan. We're going to put a sauna outside his bedroom, and you're going to say, Dad, would you step inside this box and look inside of it? And when he gets inside, lock the door behind him. No, that wouldn't work either.
Okay.
Well, I wish you the best, and happy birthday to your father. I'm sure he's been a great dad to you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for your phone call. I appreciate you, ma'am.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, once again, there's a phone line open at 903-586-5257. Good morning. Thank you very much for your phone call today.
Let me turn my radio off. I hadn't anticipated you answering that quick.
Oh, that's all right. You're a good girl. You did great.
Oh, haven't I heard you talk about an online lab that does your blood work? In the past.
Yeah, there's a couple of labs. One of my favorite ones, they're called Diagnostics. Like you're going to diagnose something, and then the word tex, so Diagnostex, T-E-C-K, I mean T-E-C-H-S.
Okay.
So,
do you have to have a doctor's prescription to do that?
Mm-hmm, you do.
Okay.
Unless if you can find an on, like if you have a test that you want, that you're thinking about that you want to have, like for example, this lab that I'm referring to, they can easily do all sorts and manner of hormone profiles. They do a lot of stool analysis. There are times that I need to send off a stool specimen to have them grow cultures to see what type of wicked saber-tooth fungus is growing inside of it so I can tell the person how to get well.
Mm-hmm.
I really just made that up. There's no such thing as saber-tooth fungus. So, but yeah, they have all manner of tests, and if you're looking for a lab that'll do that, you might just search online that labs that are patient direct.
Mm-hmm.
Just type in patient direct laboratories, and they'll guide you.
Patient direct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to thank you for everything you do for people.
Oh, you're so nice and kind. Thank you for listening to this radio station. Is this your favorite station?
It is.
Thanks.
I wanted to ask you about my son that snores so loud you can hear him all over the house.
I have a story from yesterday.
Okay.
This is what the wife told me. She said, Dr. Morgan, she said, you are not going to believe this. She said, we had the baby over the house, and my husband gave up one of his pillows so the baby would have something to snuggle with. And that's when he started snoring. And so I woke him up and I said, go get another pillow. And he said, no. And so I gave him my pillow and he stopped snoring. And so for a lot of people, what I'll do is I'll try to elevate their head a little bit more to try to open up the airway. And I know that's an oversimplification, but the point is, it is not good to snore at night. It's not good. Generates all sorts of problems. And so adding an extra pillow can make a difference. I am a huge fan of a gentleman by the name of Dr. Patrick McEwen, or I think it's McKeown. You could go onto YouTube right now and you could type in oxygen advantage, and you could type in snoring. And he shows or teaches, he does a great job of teaching very simple breathing exercises that correct all that. So the benefits, and it's just about free. If you pay your electric bill and the computer bill, then it's free. And so if your son looked at those, that can make a world of difference. Now, I've seen a few men that we need to stick a drill bit up their nose to get all the boar's hairs roto-rooted out, and that that worked. But but if he looks up Oxygen Advantage on YouTube and he starts to practice those nasal breathing techniques, that would make a world of difference. And before he says yay or nay on that, I promise you that will make a world of difference right there.
Okay, I will pass that along.
Good. What a good mama you are.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's all I'll ask this morning.
Well, thank you much. Have a good weekend, and God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.